Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Do they deserve another chance? Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830 WCCO, 10 past 12 on the home of the Twins. Dave, how are you at giving another chance?
I'm pretty spineless, so I think I'm pretty good.
You're pretty spineless. I am I'm a B, I guess, at giving another chance. There are just certain lines that people in my life crossed.
Of course.
And they have not been given another chance. Like, there are, not proud of this, there are a couple people in my life during a time in my life when I needed their help. I needed checking in because there was some really tough stuff happening in life. And these were two core friends who I thought had some selfishness in them, sadly. And they did, because they weren't around. And then much later, they checked back in. I said, remember when I would check in on you when you were going through stuff? Yeah, that was very nice. I go, where the heck you been? And our friendships have not been the same since. Am I wrong for that?
Without all the details, you might be.
Yeah. It was just a very low point in my life, right? And I probably should be more flexible about that because I remind people all the time. Life goes fast. You never know when something bad could happen. These were important individuals. It just was something that I was just assuming. Like, if I would go through anything challenging, these two would be there. Maybe they weren't.
That's the question you ask yourself. If something were to happen to those people, would you regret the decision that's been made?
That's a very, very good question, right? It's a very good question. And there are times when lines are crossed and words are used and you believe without a shred of doubt they were used or actions, do they deserve a second chance? And there's context, there's history, there's expectations. So that's a side topic we could get into another time because this involves the Minnesota Twins. Are you willing to give this group another chance? Because we've talked a lot this offseason. Well, we talked more during the season last year. We have not talked a lot about Twins in the offseason, let's be honest. But we said when they made the trades, and it looked like they just were going to be terrible for a year or two, and fair or not, the poll ads were taking a lot of heat, and a lot of it was fair. Much more of it to me was fair than not fair. How would they sell tickets? How would they convince people? Well, they have made a commitment to keep their top three guys. At least for now, their top three. Who knows? Maybe Kieschel, who went healthy last year, was awfully good and awfully intriguing. And we were talking about ASU with Susie, also an ASU guy, right? But they've made the commitment to keep Byron, to keep Pablo, and to keep Joe Ryan. It's so funny when people talk about Joe Ryan. And again, very good until the end. It's like if you could have Pablo Lopez or Joe Ryan on the market, I'm taking Pablo just because he's done it more often. And he finishes the year, but there's way more talk. Well, Joe Ryan, like, have you forgot Pablo Lopez? I mean, when healthy, he was the ace and Joe was the number two. But then, you know, when they backpedal, when they put the team out there for sale, and they wanted like 1.6, 1.7. And then, you know, I forget, did Dan Hayes report it first? Who deserves credit on the fact that they had $400 to $500 million in debt? So wait a second. I'm giving you 1.6, 1.7 million, and I'm also getting this debt. Yeah. Well, maybe we'll now give you 1.2 million because we're not taking that. And eventually, Joel Pola and the Twins put out some release like, we're keeping the team, and we've added these limited partners. And I think it was almost, I don't know, once every 3-4 weeks on this show where we jokingly say, are there really limited partners? What's going on? Then Dan Hayes did scoop folks with what was coming. And there are now minority investors. Craig Leopold is part of this. Glick Family Investments. And George Hicks. News conference, by the way, set for 1 o'clock. We would like to get Tom Paulette on today because that's the next one we're going to go to. Joe Paulette's out. Tom Paulette is in. We interviewed Joe Paulette in this show maybe 3 times, and I'm not making any comments about how Joe is as a human away from interviews. Might be a great person. I'm not casting any aspersions there. But whenever I asked him relevant, I'm not even sure difficult questions, but maybe pointy questions, he was extraordinarily uncomfortable. Is that a fair assessment?
It's about accurate.
If you wanted to yuck it up with him and talk restaurants,
you could do that. Talk about his dogs. I remember his kids.
Dogs, kids.
When it got to the ball club, it was dodgy.
Dodgy at best. I mean, when we finished a couple of those interviews, there were some strange looks. Now, out of nowhere, after we all known it, right, because they hadn't signed anybody, when Jason goes down to spring training, what a great scam that is, by the way. I mean, my God, he Instagrams for his 400 other businesses, then rolls in the ballpark, whatever. Bravo. I mean, bravo. That's when Joe Paulette confirmed what had been very evident. We've cut the payroll.
Now they right-sized the payroll, Jeff.
Right-sized payroll, which was one of the dumbest decisions in Minnesota sports history when you consider the timing of it. You had lost and lost and lost after good to great regular season, but you kept losing in the first run. You finally win. You didn't beat, you know, the Big Red Machine. You didn't beat Ruth and Gehrig. You didn't beat David Ortiz, but you beat the Blue Jays.
Yeah, nearly world champion Blue Jays this year.
Yeah, that was a few years ago.
That's fine. Same core.
So it's the
same core.
Same core. I don't know. Do we have to go back to Joe Carter and Paul Molitor?
I think if the Twins hadn't knocked them out, they would have made the series that year.
We can't. I can't prove you wrong.
No.
I cannot prove you wrong. And then a very entertaining series with the Astros. And, God, if I touch this mic, it makes that humming noise. And then you got to bring the club back together. And so Sonny Gray was the obvious one. Because all of a sudden, at the time, you got Sonny Gray and Pablo as your co-ones and Joe Ryan.
Pretty good.
That's very good. Carlos making plays. Not the play that you and Molly saw, but making plays. And that was the time they said, they're going to down, they're going to right-size the payroll, which I don't doubt that they have this debt, but I also don't doubt the family's worth billions. And that was the absolutely, positively wrong side to downsize. Roll that next year out. And if they stink, they stink. And then you know what you do? You go to Derek Falvey, who then is just president of baseball operations because Dave was still there. Then you say, Derek, you're going to cut payroll for us by a lot. You do it. But you don't do it then. And that was on Joe Paulette's watch. And Joe kind of disappeared and other decisions were made. And clearly, I have no doubt that ownership played a part in the Rocco Baldelli firing. Okay. I am very skeptical that Derek Falvey wanted to fire Rocco Baldelli. Now, I get it. You're there. You missed the playoffs. What was it, 4 out of 5 years, something like that? I don't believe. I think it was a little bit of Falvey and a lot of, in particular, Joe Polet. So Joe Polet is now out. And Tom Polet is in. Here is my one experience with Tom Polet. A mutual friend of ours invited me and my then-girlfriend, Jen, to go out, and it turned out the other couple was Tom and Lindsay Polet. And very enjoyable night. I found Tom smart, funny, likable, zero errors about him. None. Zero. Zilch. There was no Polet this, Polet that. None. I know numerous other people who know Tom well, find him comfortable in his own skin, good communicator, and to me, my assumption is we'll be much more comfortable in the spotlight. But what does that really mean? What does that really mean? Because we already have, I think, two statements out, relentless in a pursuit of a championship. And I don't fault one Twins fan for saying one of a couple things. One, show me. Because bringing those three back and adding Josh Bell, we got to come up with a different word than relentless there. Somewhat interested? What's below relentless by a lot?
Efforting.
Kind of efforting? Because two more relievers signed today. They have no one in the bullpen that from the eighth, ninth inning against a better lineup, you trust. Zero. No one. Me, maybe.
I'm not sure they have a guy you can trust in the fifth inning when it's already slot ball time because you're getting drilled. Right.
Then I'm just assuming the game's over. Okay, yeah. But, like, they got nobody. So, relentless pursuit of a championship. Add three good relievers. Let's go. So, prove it. Well, I don't know if all some saying, I just don't believe it. And let's get these other groups in there. I'm not convinced, by the way, this is a path. I heard Adam. This is a pathway, a glideway to sail time. I'm not convinced of that. Now, maybe we're going to find out something different at a 1 o'clock press conference. Okay? But I'm not convinced. I don't think Tom Polet, my gut, I don't know this. Maybe we'll find out something different at a press conference in 40 minutes. That this is, well, we're going to get realigned, and then we're giving these folks an opportunity. None of the reporting, nothing I've heard saying this is okay. We're temporary now, but we're going to set it up for these guys. Are you willing to give these guys any more of a chance now that they have new investors and someone at the top, or are you done with it? Have you felt like since Carl took over, outside of a few times with Carl, few more times with Jim, and really with Joe, they did sign Carlos, right? Mm-hmm. The second time, right? That they just, for you, it's just another poll that they're not going to spend money. Are you going to give them I'll wait. I'll see what you do. Or are you giving them an opportunity? Because all family members aren't the same. And does Tom Polet now have insurances from the other Polads to say, we're going to spend more money? We now have this debt cleared up. By the way, again, no shock. These folks who bought the debt have a portion of the team. They weren't. Here's Craig Leopold's going to come in. Here's $200 million, but I don't get any part of the team. The number of media people who kept saying that in this town made my head shake. I don't know what you were thinking. You're gonna give money and you're going to get a piece of the team. Where are you? Are you willing to give the Twins a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance, a fifth chance? How everybody changed game? Are you like, no. I've seen it before. I don't care what it is. I don't buy it. For me to really get back involved, I need a new group. Where are you at? 651-461-9226. Call or text 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I think we can get this music theme.
Like you got it?
Yeah.
We have tunes about and by brothers.
By brothers.
Yes.
Okay. You're a ball guy. You know, you break it down. You're in deep. You got to scoff at me. You got to say, you know, at one point, you know, you call twins for a couple of years. You talk about living. I think you look down at me. I don't think you view me as really a ball guy.
Well, me and Molly, you know, we meet for Chalk Talk. So once a week, he sits and listens, and I kind of diagram stuff on the board for him. Help him out.
Oh, my God. The thing is, he's got such a good sense of humor. I think he actually would do that. Dave, I didn't realize that. Okay, are you willing to give Tom Pollard and the new folks? Another voicemail, for the love of God, Mr. Spam, stop calling me with a different phone number 500 times a day. Spam. I don't like the food. I think that's it. Because I've said that Spam is not any good. Sorry, Hormel. Mm. You're doing fine without me.
Thin sliced, fried up. Ugh, pretty good.
Oh, my God.
Pretty good.
Weekend at Guantanamo. I think it's because I've criticized Spam. Now I'm getting so many Spam phone calls.
You deserve it.
I'm just going to say.
Minnesota company, and you're just ripping them.
Okay, here's a buddy of mine who I trust a lot who's talking about George Hicks. First of all, he's a gusty guy. And, hey, I got a loan opportunity on that Spam. Thank God. I'm sure the rates, you know what? They're probably free. You know, here's $100 million for free.
Pay us back if you want. Yeah. If not, that's fine too.
My buddy, who I trust 100%, great human being, great, says George is an amazingly great guy. Okay. It's good to hear. You know, is he going to be okay in more money? Okay, so lots of texts coming in. What do you think? Are you willing to give another chance?
Yes. Yes, I am. See how Tom runs things. That'll be interesting. But more so, okay, now we know the investors, one of which, Craig Leopold, kind of has a big interest in the Minnesota Wild, and we know he's willing to put money into that organization. He really, really wants to win.
Yeah.
I don't think you bring in investors to lose. I don't think you convince investors to put a lot of money into your product if you say, here's the deal, we plan to stink for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, and it might mean stinking next year. And it might mean stinking for a couple years if you need to get the payroll where it needs to be to eliminate some debt, and then you sign some people, you hope, you know, people that you have drafted, that you do draft, make their way up to the major leagues quickly and can make an impact.
My point, and I'll stand by it, what I said about 3-4 weeks ago. If you're going to try to win this year, you keep Buxton, you keep Pablo, you keep Ryan, and you sign three relievers. If you're not trying to win, you trade Byron, you trade Joe, you trade Pablo, and you're going to get high quality young guys in return, and you're saying we're 2 years away, right? We're going to get high draft choice this year, high draft choice the next year, and probably the next year. But then maybe 28, ready to go.
Yeah.
So don't
go in the middle.
Don't go in the middle here. Tip your toe by keeping these guys in. Jump in the deep end. Somebody wants us to get Jiminy Glick on to discuss his investment in the Twins. I mean, if we could get Martin Short on as Jiminy Glick, Martin, $5,000 to a charity of your choice. If we could get anybody on this, maybe this is one of our topics for later. If we could get anybody on the show. I mean, if I could get Larry David and he's actually into it, and he's funny, for sure. If Letterman, into it and funny, they're ahead of Jiminy Glick for me. But Jiminy Glick is third.
He's right up
right?
In character. Got to be in character,
oh,
not just Martin Short.
Yeah. Chatham at Target Field says, before COVID, this was only because my kid was singing the national anthem. I don't see this changing anything. Well, I'm reading your text. It's not about giving the Twins a second chance, but watching baseball for the love of the game. Chatham, longtime season ticket holder. This is the best news we've had since the 91 World Series. Is for swapping Joe for Tom is huge. And then bringing a group of savvy long-term investors who will finally allow someone at the table to comment for how far the Twins' morale has plummeted. More text. I put baseball ownership in the same campus corporation. Having the same family continue to own the corporation is equivalent to moving a poor CEO to the chairman of the board. The slate needs to be wiped clean. So many corporations ran by poor leaders. I get it, and that may turn out to be 100% right. But also, let's just think about all of us. How many know brothers who are incredibly different? Who, if given an opportunity to lead a holiday, to schedule a vacation, to do all things, do it radically different. Now, if it's the same payroll constraints, then it's meaningless. Outside of the fact that Tom would be more comfortable talking to the public than Joe, in my opinion. By the way, is Joe for this? Do we know how that played out? Jason DeRusser, he's your guy. Get Joe Pollad on today. See what he thinks of this. Zero trust in the ownership, texter says. They lied about spending for a new stadium was built. More text. Twins have broken the hearts of loyal fans by being as frugal as Calvin. Hire baseball people and stop placing family members in positions. Well, he's just the overall seer of the company. Let's see. Listen to CCO on the driveway. Thank you. Did I miss the first part of this text? Yeah. Yes. Like he points out just how often he listens to the Twins, including while he's in the driveway listening to the ballgame. Yeah. I want the story here, right? And the story is more compelling if they're interesting next year. Rena, always interesting. God knows if the phone's working. An injury. She traumatized by the holiday party. What other bizarre sequences happened with our friend Rena recently? We'll find out in moments. I'm going to talk about Aquarius. I want to talk about the best drinking water in the business. Today, Dave Harrigan, last time I checked, is December 17th. You might be in the middle of Hanukkah, right? You might have Christmas coming up. You might have friends coming up. We had my boy Michael over last night, who I love massively, his girlfriend Aurora. We were working that water last night. We were working that Connecticut drinking water system. Michelle made this chicken artichoke stew with some rice. Really good. And, of course, worked in that Connecticut drinking water system. You can save right now up to 25% and get the best drinking water system out there if you go with Aquarius Home Services. You also have the water softener. So when you do the dishes, spotless. When your laundry comes up, feels the way it should. When you get out of the shower, feels right. And even though it's nice out today, you still need that furnace. They'll work with that utility room. Earning the right to be recommended since 1987 when the Twins won a World Series. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.